I think Philippians 2 probably would be a good spot to wrap up this study. And Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 2, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." And, of course, we know that Philippians was written in view of Paul's coming martyrdom and departure to be with Christ. And he speaks of that several places, especially chapter 1. But we know it's written probably 4 or 5 years earlier than 2 Timothy. So it's a long time to be, you know, in that state, you know, between heaven and earth, between death and life. But he didn't fear. And as much as we were mentioning the Corinthians, how they gave Paul difficulty and trouble often, that the Philippians were the other end of the spectrum, you know. They were a joy to Paul's heart, his beloved Philippians. And so he's writing them now in view of his departure. And this is a good word for our own hearts, where he says in verse 12, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence." That is, he couldn't be with them any longer. He was in prison. And not only that, he could be taken from them at any time, literally taken from them through martyrdom. He says, "Now work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And I know this is a verse sometimes that has given some a little trouble. Work out your own salvation for fear and trembling. But you have to read it very carefully. Paul's not saying work for your salvation with fear and trembling. He's saying work it out. You can only work out what is already in. And this is what he says in verse 13. "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." God worked it in. He saved you. Now, it's our responsibility daily to work it out. And that may be a little different for you than it is for me, according to our circumstances. So we're not working for our salvation. We're working out what already God has wrought in. And what Paul's trying to encourage the Philippians about is that, you know, it was God all along. It wasn't me. So don't worry that I'm being taken from you, because it was God all along that was working. He's the one that wrought it in you. He's the one that will continue to work in you. And you don't have to worry that I'll be departing to be with Christ. Because it's both to will and to do his good pleasure, to do his will without murmurings and disputings. And then here's what that may look like for the Philippians, and I hope what it may look like for us, that working out of the salvation. In verse 15, that we would be blameless and simple, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. And obviously, we're in a crooked world, an evil world. "Among whom you shine as lights in the world." And that word "as lights," it really means to like shine like a star, to appear like a star. And here it is, verse 16, "holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ." In other words, Paul says, at the judgment seat of Christ, I'll rejoice. If you have held forth the word of life still, if you were still shining as lights. And so that's the word for our hearts, right? The Apostle Paul's not here. He's been long with Christ. We have his word. God has wrought salvation in us. Now let's still hold forth the word of life in as much as each is able to in their own ability, and shine as lights for him here in the midst of a dark world, without dispute or murmuring. That's the task. We get caught up in our little disputes and murmurings. But this is the task, to be lights for him here in the world.